colony on Friday, with authorities saying he collapsed after a walk. Yulia Navalnaya played the blame at the door of the Russian leader, saying he was killed because he could not be broken.
They are now hiding his body. They're not showing it, not giving it to his mother. They're pathetically lying and waiting for the traces of yet another of Putin's Novichoks to disappear there.
Additional specialist teams, including helicopters and divers, have been drafted in to search for a toddler who fell into the River Soar in Leicester yesterday. Police say he'd been with family at the time. His assistant chief constable, Michaela Kerr.
We've got specialist officers that are allocated to the family. As I'm sure we can all understand, it's an awful time for that family. Leicestershire Police's priority is to do everything we can to find the child and to support that family.
The man will spend just under 18 months in prison after being convicted of intent to supply laughing gas. 30-year-old Thomas Sultan's the first person to be convicted since it was classified as a banned substance in November. Ireland's Deputy Prime Minister says a ground invasion in Rafah would be absolutely catastrophic. One of Israel's top officials has threatened to invade the city in southern Gaza if hostages aren't released by Ramadan next month. Ofcom's launched an investigation into whether a GB news programme featuring Rishi Sunak broke impartiality rules. The regulators received 500 complaints since the live question and answer session aired last Monday. And in sport, Josh Kerr and Laura Muir will lead Great Britain's bid for success at the World Athletics Indoor Championships in Glasgow at the start of next month. They've been confirmed in the 3,000 metres. Dina Asher-Smith and Katarina Johnson-Thompson are among the athletes skipping the event. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Tanya. Well, we could expect a light rain as well as a few sunny intervals today, providing a top temperature of 13, which is going to fall to 6 overnight. More in the way of cloud is likely tomorrow with gusty winds, and general rain is likely on Wednesday, showery outbreaks on Thursday and sunny intervals on Friday. Temperatures for the week ahead should be pretty static, hovering between 10 and 13 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross.
We have ignition.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
The rain, 'cause we'll get through it anyway. We'll get up and start again, 'cause we could be lifting, lifting, lifting. We could be lifting from the shadow, you don't have
Well, that's another week gone, and we're now midway through February, one of the two worst months of the year, in my view. Anyway, Scott Ross back with you with the start of another week and a Monday's edition of the 1-2-3 show. On the show today, I'm going to be joined once again by Mike Davis from the Radio Town Museum, who's going to be looking at the history of religious martyrs, especially those who came from Essex. And then to lighten things up a tad in the second hour, we're going to be looking at a recent demonstration in Australia opposing a proposed ban on skimpy bikinis. But before all that, I must, of course, thank the award-winning Michelle Ward for the past 3 hours of sensational radio. All being well, Michelle will return from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to do it all over again. Anyway, let's hit the road running now with the new one from Lewis Capaldi.
We were strangers at the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder. Said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there at my place, that night became 100 days. And I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without. And every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up with the you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room. All your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into you, were wearing to. Now I can't even call or call you my friend. Oh, darling, it's strange, cause you and I are strangers all over again. Hearts a mess and heads ablaze. The nights become the starts of days. And I've been thinking just to get me through. It's funny how you love someone, and when it's over, said and done, it's almost like you never even knew. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, yeah, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room. All your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into you, were wearing to. Now I can't even call or call you my friend. Oh, darling, it's strange, cause you and I are strangers all over again. All over again. Now I know I'll be waiting all my life for someone like you. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room. All your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into you, were wearing to. Now I can't even call or call you my friend. Oh, darling, it's strange, cause you and I are strangers all over again.
Yeah, the new one there from Lewis Capaldi and Strangers. Now, thanks to you, the Brentwood Food Bank, who, of course, you know, are part of the Trussell Trust, were able to support 8,925 local people last year. And with energy prices, along with everything else on the up, they really need your urgent and continued support. Now, I know that they would particularly like to express their thanks to the Hygiene Bank of Thurrock, Brentwood Beagles Athletic Music Club, and many other individual donors such as Fiona Folks for their recent generous donations. Right now, they'd really appreciate donations of tin goods, including fruit, custard, rice pudding, meat such as casserole, stew, potatoes and fish, as well as rice and toiletries. So please keep those donations coming. Getting in touch with them is easy. Just pick up the phone and dial 01277224528. That is a Brentwood number, 01277224528. And you can also contact them by email at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Thanks very much, as I say, for your continued support. New music now from a Swedish band, Pelican Rocket. This is Rock Bottom Star, which has been taken from their forthcoming album, Low Country.
It's Phoenix 98 FM.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant, and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis, and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100k in March, in your own time and at your own pace. All in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
On 98FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Now, I'm delighted once again to be joined by Mike Davis from the Radio Town Museum. But this week, unlike last time, we were talking about Tudor Christmases. It's not quite so bright, is it, Mike?
No, indeed. Hello, Scott. Lovely to see you again. Yes.
So what are we going to talk about? Religious martyrs, particularly of Essex, which, as we say, is a pretty horrendous subject. Now, before Christmas, as we were saying, we talked about Tudor Christmases, but living in Tudor times, anything connected with religious beliefs, even the way you thought about the forms of religious worship, was a bit of a tinderbox, was it not? So perhaps you can give us a bit of background.
Absolutely, Scott, indeed. Things had a way of changing very rapidly. One minute, everything would be absolutely fine and no problems whatsoever. In an instant, things would change quite dramatically.
Now, not being renowned for being politically correct, I probably wouldn't have lasted 5 minutes, so you better tell me more.
OK, well, the story really starts at the start of the 16th century, when Britain was a largely Catholic country and Protestants were in a minority. But everything got stirred up in 1527 when the Pope refused to allow Henry VIII to divorce his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, so that he could marry Anne Boleyn. As a result of this, laws were passed abolishing papal authority in England and declaring Henry as the head of the Church of England. But Henry had to rely on Protestants to implement the religious agenda. Theology became markedly Protestant, especially during the brief reign of Henry's son, Edward VI, who died at the tender age of just 15 in 1553, but all that changed when Mary took the crown.
In 1553?
Yes.
And we're talking about Bloody Mary here, are we not?
Indeed. She's known as Bloody Mary, but she was also known as Mary Tudor, and for a while she was also Queen of Spain. Mary immediately took steps to restore the relationship between the Church of England and Rome and repealed all the religious legislation passed under Edward VI. Protestants now faced a choice of exile, conversion, or punishment by being burnt at the stake. Originally, it had been expected that the likely targets would be restricted to high-level clergy, but in time, victims included tradesmen, family, youths, and at least one couple were burned alive with their daughter. It is understood that in the region of 300 people were either burnt at the stake, there was about 15 who were sent to the gallows.
So do you have any idea of the number of Essex people who fell foul of these events?
Indeed. Well, there was a significant number of Essex people who were affected, including various towns such as Brentwood, Braintree, Malden, Thundersley, Horndon-on-the-Hill, Billericay, Colchester, Chelmsford, Coggeshall, and of course we must mention Rayleigh, as well as Saffron Walden, and also a mention for Stratford, which of course in those times was actually in Essex.
Mm. And right here in Brentwood, there was a guy here, Victor.
As I drove in today, Scott, I noticed the obelisk at the top of Wilson's Corner for 19-year-old William Hunter, who'd lost his job in London because he refused to attend the Catholic Mass. And after returning to Brentwood, he was also caught reading the Bible in the chapel at Brentwood. He was taken before Anthony Brown, then the local justice, but later to become the Chief Justice of the Common Pleas. but he refused to retract his position. Hunter was then sent to the notorious Bishop Bonner in London, where he resisted both threats and bribes. Indeed, Bonner offered to make him a freeman of the City of London and offered to give him £40, a significant sum of money in those days, but was eventually returned to Brentwood to be burnt. He was, in actual fact, the first Essex martyr of the reign of Mary Tudor. Rayleigh martyrs are remembered in the memorial at Rayleigh to include Thomas Causton, John Ardley, Robert Drakes and William Timms. A John Simpson was also burnt at the stake in Rochford in 1555. Curiously, though, there is a strange story about a George Eagles, who was, in actual fact, hung, drawn and quartered in Chelmsford in August 1557. He was hung initially with two other criminals, but amazingly, initially he survived, but then he was brought down, his head was cut off, and his heart cut into four pieces, hung, drawn and quartered, with one sent to Colchester, one to Harwich, one to St. Osyth, and the other in Chelmsford, all on public display to tell the locals you better behave or else.
Charming. Now, I have to say, if I had been this young guy, William Hunter, I'd have taken the bribe, you know, 40 quid, and not been burnt, but there you are. Now, I note that before Mary came to the throne, one of the few clerics who was against the burning of heretics, even obstinate ones, approached the then royal chaplain and Protestant preacher John Rogers in an effort to get him to intervene in the case of a woman sentenced to be sentenced to be sent to the stake. But he was rebuffed by Rogers, who is said to have claimed that the method of execution was sufficiently mild for a crime as grave as that as heresy. And then I understand that after Mary's accession, Rogers himself was burnt as a heretic. Oh, dear. Now, I think perhaps we should mention that it was not only Protestants who suffered during these turbulent times.
Indeed, Scott. Just getting back to John Rogers for a moment, if that was a mild punishment, I hate to think what a terrible punishment was. John Rogers was, in actual fact, burnt on the 4th of February 1555 at Smithfield. There is a drawing in what I consider to be the definitive book on the martyrs, Fox's Book of Martyrs, and he does, in actual fact, have a blue plaque in his hometown of Birmingham to commemorate his martyrdom. But it's indeed true to say that between the years 1534 and 1680, a large number of Catholics were executed for treason as a consequence of the English Reformation, which was probably not helped by the decision by the Pope in 1570 to excommunicate Elizabeth I, demanding that all Catholics must rebel against the English crown. This demand resulted in legislation being introduced in Parliament here in 1571, making it treasonable for anybody to remain a Catholic or harbour a Catholic priest. Failure to comply was punishable by execution by being hung, drawn and quartered.
Well, perhaps that's your answer, being hung, drawn and quartered. I'm not sure if that's worse than just being burnt, but it doesn't sound too promising either way. Anyway, perhaps we can now return to your home turf and to look at the Martyrs Memorial, which is right outside your museum. When was that erected?
Absolutely. Well, it was in actual fact erected, and it won't surprise you, Scott, to know that full details can be found in the Rayleigh Town Museum, which is open on a Wednesday, Friday and a Saturday between 10 and 4. But at the beginning of the 20th century, three local Protestants got together and said that this was such a significant part of our town's history that they ought to really commemorate this by erecting a plaque, a small bronze tablet. Very soon, they'd raised just over £85 and realised that in 1908, this was far too much for a plaque, but was enough for an obelisk. And a local committee got together, arranged it all, and it was unveiled on the 23rd of September 1908 at 2:30 in the afternoon, unveiled in front of a large crowd in Rayleigh with a local Liberal Democrat Member of Parliament, Roland Whitehead, officiating. And we've got various photos in our archives in the museum. There were in actual fact four martyrs commemorated. Two were burnt at the stake in Rayleigh, on or near this site. Thomas Causton, who was a Thundersley resident, he was burnt on the 26th of March 1555, followed on the 10th of June, 1555, by somebody called John Ardley, who was a resident of Great Wigborough. Also on the obelisk are two people who were burnt at Smithfield. Robert Drakes, who was a local vicar in Thundersley, he was burnt on the 14th of April, 1556, at the same day that William Timms, who was the Hockley curate, was also burnt. All four are commemorated at Rayleigh. In actual fact, Scott, there is still ceremonies held to this day annually in May. And if I was to mention that a few years ago, the main person who led the religious service was a certain Reverend Ian Paisley.
Incredible.
But nobody knew about that until the following day, because you can understand that that wouldn't have gone down too well.
Well, maybe not. Anyway, is there anything else you'd like to add to this somewhat macabre and grim story?
On a slightly lighter note, Scott, if I can, to finish off with, I think most people know of a cocktail called a Bloody Mary.
Indeed.
And there are sort of some conflicting stories, as you find in a lot of history. Some stories suggest that Bloody Mary was named after, actually, Mary Tudor, whereas others say that it actually was started in a saloon bar in Chicago called the Bucket of Blood by a server whose name was Mary. As I say, others said it was claimed from the Queen Mary, the Tudor of England. But no one knows for sure. But in America, at least, as prohibition waned, the drink took off and the name just got stuck.
Bucket of blood. Pales in doing the significance, I guess.
Absolutely.
Anyway, you mentioned a few moments ago this Fox's Book of Martyrs.
Yes.
I think there's another book as well. And I'm guessing that you've got them in the museum. Is that right?
Scott, it wouldn't surprise you to know, yes. There's a book that concentrates specifically on the Essex Martyrs.
Yeah.
It's taken directly from Fox's Book of Martyrs, but it just concentrates just on the Essex ones. Fascinating, gruesome story of our historic county.
And you're going to tell me what events you've got coming up in the museum.
That's very kind of you to remind me, Scott. I nearly forgot about that.
I can't believe that.
Well, coming up fairly soon, we've got a very small railway exhibition, which is always popular. People love the history of the railway and the significance it had with our town. 17th of March, we've got a lovely, fascinating talk on the photographs of somebody called Edward Francis. There's a hot historian doing that for us, Paul Taylor. Edward Francis lived in what is called Edward Francis House, Lloyd's Bank. He was an excavator of Rayleigh Mount, the castle, and did a lot of excavation work. We then got a pictorial history of Rayleigh. It goes without saying, in April, we're going to commemorate the Essex connection with the RMS Titanic, something I hold quite dear to my heart. Uh-huh. We're doing schools exhibitions during the summer. But in September, we have quite a significant exhibition on some of the original historic maps of Essex, which has already generated a lot of excitement locally with lots of original maps of Essex, globes and atlases, and that's on in the middle of September. Then, of course, we have our annual November Remembrance commemorations, and we top it off with a celebration of Christmas.
Fantastic. All right, thanks very much indeed, Mike.
My pleasure.
I'm afraid we're going to have to come down to earth with a bit of a bump now and take a look at what's happening on the highways and byways around town.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, we still have that 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16 for Ingatestone and Gallywood, and that's for resurfacing work continuing there. And just note that you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on Three Mile Hill, the A414, but have to follow diversions through Ingatestone. Temporary traffic signals are in operation on the A1023 London Road in Brentwood at the junction with Spittle Lane. We've now got two-way traffic signals on the A128 at Ingrave and a further set of traffic signals as you approach Brentwood just by Hogarth Avenue. And to the north of Billericay, a closure is affecting Mount Nessing Road at Old Church Lane. We also have Canvey Island, slow moving. Oh, hang on, we've got more traffic just come in. See what we've got come in here. Canvey Island, the slow moving traffic on Somms Avenue between Central Wall Road and Canvey Way. And if you're heading into Clacton area, it's slow there on the A133 heading towards the seafront. As far as public transport is concerned, no problems on C2C or Greater Anglia, but there are minor delays affecting the central line to the age-old problem there of a shortage of trains, would you believe? Minor delays also on the Elizabeth line and also on the London Underground and the Piccadilly line also has severe delays. That's between Acton Town and Uxbridge due to a shortage of trains again. And there's still a park closure affecting the tram service this week between Rees Corner and Sandylands. We'll have a further update for you at around about 25 past 2. But at 1:33, you are fully up to speed. And now here's Aha. Analog there. rather than digital. Just a quick reminder, you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Monday's edition of the 123 Show, where we are keeping Radio Bus alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Joe Bailey will be along on behalf of St. Francis Hospice with Drive. At 6, Andy Gardner will be creeping in under the radar. And joining Andy this evening will be Canvey Island singer-songwriter Louis Leon, who's also going to be playing live in the studio. The Vixter will be here at 8, encouraging you to turn it up. And then from 10, Cameron Hughes will be occupying the chair in your house until the witching hour, following which we have 7 hours of non-stop music on Destination Dawn.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time. 98
FM.
Start, where do I begin? You're pushing me out, I'm trying to get back in. With all of the things we've overcome before, what is it now that you were looking for? Love is a deep and mysterious road, and under the sheets you better carry your load. You gotta let me
you're
think I caught up with God and told me not to worry at all. Yeah, supersonic, half a night. Maybe I'm overtired. I'm laughing just a little too much. I'm remembering the way that it was. Found it, wanted to stay. My broken heart starts to race. Can't look away. Can't look away. Now I'm up so close in a blinding light. I can see it all. Now I have to know what the feeling's like. This. I'm breathing like I finished a race. Eyes burning and I'm red in the face. Yeah, it's automatic. The second I felt the rush over my spine. I'm staring like I'm seeing a ghost, but I'm dreaming about you taking me home. I can see it all. Now I have to know what the feeling's like in your afterglow.
Sam Fisher there, basking in the afterglow. And it was Hometown that kicked off the Love Zone for this hour with Where I Belong.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Well, it's a Monday, and what does Monday mean? It means it's the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night, which happens every Monday at the Essex Arms, 10 Whalley Hill, here in Brentwood. Now, this event is, of course, hosted by our very own Kev Biggott between 8 and 10pm. All tracks are recorded, and a selection will be played on the Sunday Session Show every Sunday morning from 10am. So that's the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night happening this evening, and indeed every Monday evening between 8 and 10pm at the Essex Arms, 10 Whalley Hill, here in Brentwood. Don't miss it.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news, and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10am, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. making your celebration that bit more special.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It pays to listen.
So hard to control. I. My heart is a beautiful kind of wrecking ball. I know I get a little bit crazy. Out of my head, yeah, baby, too much. But if you really wanna be with me, you gotta handle all that I got.
Encouraging her to work with my love. That's Alok and James Arthur. And this is totally brand new from Sia and Kylie Minogue, Dance Alone.
Late night, you and I, post-fight, it's my life, last roll. There's a door, I'm all for. I watch you walk away, it's just another day. Don't need you to stay, no. I am not afraid, I know I'll be okay. There's nothing you can say. I just wanna dance alone. I just wanna lose my body.
Kylie Minogue, Dance Alone. No, you never want to be lonely. Brand new there from Jack Jones and Zoe Wees. And to take us to the news time now, it's Talking Heads.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want, and the future is certain. Give us time.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.